What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Jason is holding right now. Before I go back to Jason, though, I did repost to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and I found one quote that may be what you were thinking of. And it's, quote, "If my sons did not want wars, there would be none," end quote. This was from Gutli Schaffner, who was the wife of Mayor Amschel Rothschild and the mother of his five sons. A listener wrote in another possibility. Apparently was Karl Marx was saying all wars are basically economic. So that may have been the origin of that as well. Jason, are you there?
And how sad is that? And thank you for holding me over. My last point was going to be on Ted Cruz's quote-unquote performance last night, which I know has generated a lot of, I think your term was grist for the mill for the media to comb over, this morning and this afternoon. I think it was brilliant, personally. I think it was brilliant that Trump let him go on stage, knowing 2 hours, and this came out public, I'm sure you guys know that.
Yes.
I just tuned in. He knew what Ted Cruz was going to say, so I think he said to Ted, go up there and let yourself crash and burn, buddy. If you're going to say that, I think it's galvanized the base of our true libertarian and organic movement to elect this person, and obviously you know who I support, even more, and amplified it. And if I may, before you comment, and then I'll hang up and take your commentary off the air, may I promote a YouTube channel that is extremely supportive of this show and RBN in general?
Please do.
Okay. They are called Entertainment News Gaming. They cover every single Trump event. Everyone in there is extremely dedicated to Trump. Articulate, smart people. We don't attack each other. We know what's, everyone in there knows what's going on. I believe that we are enraged, but we age in ranges from, I think, teens to probably retired. And I'm just trying to turn these people on to RBN, Dr. Bill Deagle, yourself, the Road Warrior Show, everyone. But just to crystallize, back to Ted Cruz, he embarrassed himself last night, and he did it to, I believe, a tipping scales way in favor of Trump, and I would love to hear your commentary off the air. Thank you for taking my call, Mike.
All right, thank you very much, Jason, and I agree with you. Donald Trump played it very smart. I think Ted Cruz may have wanted Donald Trump to kick him off the podium so that they could make a big stink about how Trump doesn't believe in freedom of speech. But Trump just let him go on out there and make a complete fool of himself. And Cruz is, all over the media trying to explain that he basically went on out there and told GOP voters that they should vote for Hillary in November. And that is seen as obviously a betrayal of the party, a betrayal of the nominee, whom Ted Cruz had pledged to support back during the debates. And yeah, Donald Trump handled it absolutely the right way to do it. And Ted Cruz has probably destroyed himself at this point. Any dreams that he's got that he's going to be running in 2020, he's delusional. And again, behind all of that nonsense is the fact that Ted Cruz is constitutionally ineligible to serve as president or vice president, period, end of discussion. And we have already had way too many politicians in this country who see the Constitution as a blankety-blank piece of paper. We don't need another one. If Ted Cruz wants to be president, he should go back to Canada, where I'm sure he qualifies. Or maybe not, and I don't care. That's Canada's problem to deal with. But under the Constitution, Ted Cruz cannot be president of the United States of America. He's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. He's a Canadian citizen by birth. Period. End of discussion. All righty, getting into our number three here. We're still talking about the economy. Credit Suisse is warning stocks are too high. And what they're really warning about is that the stock markets are overvalued from all the rigging and manipulation that's going on to try and make it look like the economy is great by having stock prices sky high. But if the underlying value isn't there to support the price, then you're looking at the potential for a major crash. When there's a correction, only the first ones out will get their money. Everybody else is going to be stuck with their last monthly brokerage report with an impressive-looking number on the bottom of that page, and that's all it's going to be, an impressive-looking number on the bottom of that piece of paper. Now, another article that we're seeing from Investment Watch blog, to the mattresses, cash levels highest in nearly 15 years. People don't trust the banks anymore. They don't want to have their money in the banks. When you have stories like the one that we had, I think it was 2 days ago, about the lady at Bank of America where they froze her account because she wouldn't answer their questions as to where the money came from or what she wanted to do with it. And we've all seen the haircuts or the scalpings or the castrations, whatever you want to call it, that happened over in Cyprus. We know the laws have been changed all over the world, including the United States of America, where if there is a crisis in the banks are allowed to help themselves to your savings accounts. Congress redefined bank customers as unsecured investors in the bank, meaning if the bank loses money, you're expected to share in that loss. And that's why people aren't putting their money in the banks anymore. Our advice all along has been, only have as much in the banks as you need to cover your immediate obligations and have the rest under your control, some as cash, some as physical silver and gold. Because government will not be looking out for you when the banks have a crisis. Government will be looking out for the banks because they believe those brick and stone and steel buildings are much more important than ordinary human beings. Human beings are disposable. The banks are eternal. I've mentioned it before. Banking is not a science. It operates like a religion. It's a bunch of arbitrary, made-up rules that benefit the clergy, in this case the bankers, that you are brainwashed into believing represent something real and tangible. And it isn't. It's a belief system. It's a faith system. There's no science of banking. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining us. We're talking about the economy. We're going to be getting into science and health issues here in just a few more minutes. Now, Hastings is closing all 126 stores across the nation. They're going out of business. According to Pew Research, Europeans are now very much afraid this wave of refugees will lead to more terrorism and fewer jobs. Of course, if you have limited numbers of jobs and you're adding to the population, joblessness will go up. And that's not just the reality in Europe. It's the reality here in the United States. We have almost 100 million Americans willing and able to work who have not been able to find decent paying jobs for months, if not years. The government refuses to count them when they come up with that unemployment number of 5 to 6% that they wag at you. And allowing illegal immigrants to flood into the country, refugees to pour into the country, is only going to make the economic and job situation worse. And yes, as these people come on in and they're unhappy, they're going to act out. Now, Austria has announced a plan to build a huge border fence to stop the migrants coming in. The Schengen is collapsing. The open borders of Europe are basically going away, and that leaves all of the European Union member nations with all the bad aspects of being in the EU and none of the good ones. Remember, the European Union was sold to the Europeans as an open free trading bloc. It was just free trade. Just like they're trying to convince you that the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership are all about. It's just free trade. Nothing to worry about. And yet, look at how the European Union, which began as a free trade agreement, has resulted in the rise of this unaccountable, tyrannic central government, which is now out there screaming that anybody who refuses their dictates must be punished. And they have to find some way of erasing Article 50 from the European Union treaty so that no more nations can get these uppity ideas about leaving and going on their own the way Great Britain did. Over in Germany, their migrant crisis is going to cost Angela Merkel's government over £1 trillion, with a T. And especially since that Axe attack on that train, Merkel is facing the political backlash. Look what your open borders have done. And all of these globalist New World Order bringing the refugee types, they're getting desperate. Those, you know, up in Sweden, they dealt with the rape crisis by handing out these little elastic bands. I don't want to be touched. The rapists are collecting those things like trophies. They got 10, 15 up and down the arms. And so now we've got the Swedish politician who came on out and said, you know, being raped by an immigrant, it's not that bad. You're just making a big deal over nothing. I mean, that's how ridiculous it's getting over there. Now, George Soros, who in my mind is a tremendous argument for socialism because he keeps proving how people with way too much money cause mischief all over the globe. He's out there basically saying that Europe has to accept another 300,000 refugees, which will cost them $30 billion, or the European Union will collapse. Soros, I think, has reached his dotage, because it is the influx of refugees that is hastening the collapse of the European Union. And if the European Union collapses, I mean, that was the first stepping stone toward the global government and the New World Order. And the second was supposed to be the North American Union. And then they're going to form this union and that union. Then they were going to start merging the unions. And that's how, step by step, get the global government. This is a major setback, what's going on over in Europe. Story coming out of 21st Century Wire, there are indications that Great Britain may be looking at an engineered program of civil unrest to consolidate power in the British government, to perhaps reverse the Brexit. Very, very, very dark times. Story out of Sons of Liberty Media, apparently there's a whistleblower, Julia Davis, used to work for the Department of Homeland Security, saying the war on terror is a charade, which we already knew. The real targets are American patriots. The Department of Homeland Security seems to be targeting concerned American citizens, expressing doubts about the course of the nation, which, by the way, is not a crime, and it's not an act of terror. It is, in fact, protected free speech under that First Amendment. Now, we've had another incident of police brutality, and this one, I think, is very revealing. Story came out of CBC up in Canada, and they're reporting on a strange incident down in Miami where an unarmed man was shot by a police officer in Miami last night. And he asked the officer, "Why did you do that?" And the police officer replied, "I don't know." And that's significant, because this is a classic symptom of prescription antidepressants. Prescription antidepressants destroy impulse control. An idea pops in your head, you'll act on it without thinking about it at all. And over at SSRIstories.org, there's one case study of a young student who tried to commit suicide, and they got to him in time. And after it was all over, they said, "Why did you try and commit suicide?" And he said, "I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself." We have got to take a serious look at these prescription antidepressants, because they're driving everybody crazy, including the police officers. And yes, we have this culture of paranoia in the government. We have these Israeli security companies teaching our police how to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. But I think we also have to look at the fact police are very heavy users of these prescription antidepressants, and they're openly showing the symptoms. These antidepressants are a very, very dangerous medication. They're causing harm. Now, down in South Carolina, former Orangeburg County Sheriff's Office Deputy Derek Johnson has been arrested and charged with misconduct. Apparently, he responded to a domestic call and while he was there, received a sexual favor from the woman who lived there. Use your own imagination. Apparently, he was only with the force for a couple of months. So much for to protect and to serve. It is out of control. And there are many overlapping causes. There's a culture of police brutality. There's protection of the police by the police leadership and the government. There's the training by these Israeli security companies. And I think we cannot ignore the fact that anybody on prescription antidepressants can act on impulse, even when that impulse is completely inappropriate. And I think we need to look at that. Now, again, over in Massachusetts, Maura Healey, Attorney General Maura Healey, has instituted a ban on rifles that look like they're military. It's all cosmetic. You know, it's the kind of stock it has, the foregrip, you know, the pistol grip. You can't have that. You can't have a pistol grip. Only the police can have pistol grips. And, of course, as always happens, it has sparked a run on the gun stores. And even Healey's office is repeating that number we got from the Boston Globe. 10,000 of these assault-style weapons were sold in Massachusetts last year. How many were actually used in a crime in Massachusetts? And why are you punishing the other 9,990-whatever law-abiding citizens who own such weapons without misusing them? Now, the Washington Post came out with an article, an editorial, what arms looked like when the Second Amendment was written. And what they're trying to do is say, well, if you want to own a musket, yeah, that the Second Amendment protects that, but nothing else. The founding fathers didn't know about rapid fire weapons, so of course they wouldn't have authorized you to have those. Now, first of all, there are a couple of problems with that. The Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the purpose of the Second Amendment is to make sure the American people have the same weapons as the uniformed services, match for match. If they've got 30-round magazines, we get 30-round magazines. Because the purpose of the Second Amendment is to give the government a good reason to leave us alone and mind its own business. But this Washington Post editorial is also ignorant of history. Because apparently they don't know about the Puckle gun, which was built in 1718, 73 years before the Second Amendment. It is a rapid-fire weapon. So this gun-grabber argument that the Founding Fathers never envisioned rapid-fire weapons is complete junk. And by reading the writings of those Founding Fathers, you understand their purpose was to arm the American people with the same weapons the government has to keep everybody peaceable. When only the government is armed, you see the abuses that you saw in Stalin's Russia or Hitler's Germany. When you have an armed population like you do in Switzerland, the government is real polite and respectful, and that's what we need in this country. Now then, do you remember last year? There was this huge embarrassment where a research ship was sent down to Antarctica during the Southern Hemisphere's summer to get film and video of melting Antarctic ice to prove that the ice caps are melting and global warming is real. And that ship got trapped in the ice. They sent in an icebreaker to get it. That ship got trapped. It's happened again. It's happened again. The Polar Ocean Challenge has run into trouble up in the Arctic. More when we get back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the latest embarrassment to hit the Carbonazis. And apparently they had this expedition, the Polar Ocean Challenge. And they planned a two-month journey in which they departed from Bristol, Alaska, to Norway, then to Russia through the Northeast Passage, back to Alaska through the Northwest Passage to Greenland, and ultimately back to Bristol. Their objective was to demonstrate that the Arctic sea ice coverage shrinks back so far now in the summer that sea that was permanently locked up can now allow passage through. I don't know why they were worried. According to Al Gore, the Arctic was completely ice-free in the summer 2 years ago. Unfortunately, just like that other ship down in the Antarctic a year or so ago, they've hit a small problem. They are stuck in Murmansk, Russia, because there is ice blocking that Northeast Passage the team said didn't exist in summer months. There's no ice there. Yeah, there is. It's totally blocked off. And apparently, not only is there ice in that Northeast Passage, it is a record high buildup of ice. And apparently, according to this expedition's own temperature records, the Arctic temperature is actually below normal. contrasting with the constant claims we're getting about the Arctic is getting warmer, and that's where all the global warming is hiding, and that's why you don't see global warming when you are. It's hiding in the poles. It's hiding in the ocean. It's under your sofa. It's hiding in the front hall closet. In the Peru's Andes Mountains, they've got a big problem with bitter record cold. It's killing the alpacas, and the farmers are in serious, serious trouble. Their animals are literally freezing to death. Peru's government has declared a state of emergency in the southern Andes, and they have allocated $3 million in relief to help cover the losses from the cold snap down there. Now, up in Canada, Justin Trudeau won't rule out imposing a carbon price plan on the provinces. See, this is what it's all about. They're screaming global warming to give you another tax, a carbon tax. We've got to tax your carbon. And they're in a bit of a bind because when the world started showing signs of cooling, they decided to rebrand from human-caused global warming to human-caused climate change. And then they went to sudden climate change because people were saying climate changes all the time anyway. Oh, no, this is human-caused drastic climate change. And then people started saying, well, if the world's getting colder, taxing carbon won't help that. So now they've had to sort of go back to the warming thing to get their carbon tax. That's what this is all about, convincing you the world is warming, it's all your fault, and you will atone by paying a carbon tax. Now, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has basically told the suggestion about this climate change deal and said it's a lot of nonsense. It's stupid. It's absurd. And he says it's a way of the first world countries imposing on the third world countries. When it's those first world countries that have caused environmental damage, why are you trying to make everybody else pay for it? Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog. The Arctic warm record repeating a 200-year cycle. And reminding how everybody there was a warming in the Arctic in 1815 was then followed by a drastic drop. There are all these cycles. And remember, we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for about 100 years. We don't know about any longer-term cycles. But there are indications that there are out there, and that we're heading into a new mini ice age. Oh no, it's global warming. You got to pay a carbon tax. No, not really. And by the way, a winter storm warning has been issued for southeast Alaska. And yes, Alaska's in the north, but remember, during the summer, they get sunlight 10, 11 hours every day. It's actually very warm and beautiful up in Alaska during the summer. So for them to get a winter storm warning, that is very unusual. Okay, we're going to grab a... Well, no, actually, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'll take this phone call when we come on back. And, of course, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is saying global temperatures have set the 14th consecutive monthly record. Because if at first you don't succeed, lie again. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Andrea in Oklahoma, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Yes. Last night, whenever Mike Pence, Donald Trump's his pick, I was disappointed when he said we were going to be friends of Israel. Is he one of the people that is taking money from Israel? Because Congress, there's so many in Congress that do, and I'm assuming that every day when they have to go out and raise $18,000, they must be calling Israel to raise it.
It's illegal. Americans. Now, hang on. First of all, it's illegal for them to call Israel directly. They just call AIPAC, which is a local toll-free number. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm getting all this flood of posts and comments and stuff from Hillary supporters saying, you know, well, Donald Trump supports Israel. Donald Trump supports... Well, so does Hillary. And it's a question of degree. And if you look at the Israeli press right now, it's very obvious they want Hillary. They know Hillary will do what she's told. And Donald Trump is a little more, he's going to be thinking, you know, wider concerns than just what Israel wants. And so they're trying to tarnish Trump and Pence over the issue with Israel, even though Hillary is far worse in that situation, just like Hillary's out there trying to tarnish Donald Trump as being a dangerous president. Hillary's projecting a lot of her wrongdoing onto Donald Trump, and this is just more of the same thing. As far as Israel's concerned, both candidates are voicing support for Israel, so that's a push. So it's, to me, it's not a factor. Of far more importance is finding out, was Hillary Clinton selling U.S. secrets to foreign powers and through her weak email server, and was she using her charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments? And with WikiLeaks having put out 28,000 classified emails from her server, that question is, I think, far more important than whether Mike Pence is going to be working for Israel or not. The only real complaint I've heard about Mike Pence so far is coming from comedians and impressionists who are saying there isn't anything there that they can work with for their show. So thank you for the phone call, Andrea. We're going to go to.
I was going to ask, could he pick anybody he wanted to? Because, you know, with me writing that in, that I would like him to pick you. Could he have picked anybody to be vice president?
Could he? In theory, yes, but obviously it's a political decision. And I appreciate your writing me in as Trump's vice president. I'll settle for head of NASA now. But I'm sure there was a long vetting and a decision, and Trump got somebody that he thinks is close to his views on a lot of issues, because that reduces the possibility of Trump being assassinated after he's in office, because all they're going to get is Trump light in place. That's why when Newt Gingrich was going around saying he was going to be Donald Trump's vice president, they were trying to force that in. Remember, Sheldon Adelson offered Donald Trump a huge amount of money to make Newt the vice president, but that would have painted a target right on the back of Donald Trump, because he could become president, then they could shoot him, and then they would have Newt Gingrich as the president, which is perfectly acceptable to the current establishment. Anyway, Andrea, thank you very much. Going to let you go. Switch to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Aloha. Francis.
I'm curious. I just got advised by my other half that in light of the situation in the East Andes with the alpacas losing their life and all that, about it being minus a certain degree up there, whatever?
Yes.
Oh, minus 9 Fahrenheit. I almost find that hard to believe, because having worked with alpaca fiber, they're exceedingly, it's a very hot fiber that they have on their in their pelt, their fur, and how they could end up dying from that kind of cold air is like almost unfathomable.
Okay, well, Francis, first of all, fur is not hot. In and of itself,
well,
it's an insulator, and
that's
in this particular case, it's the young animals, the newborns, who don't have that much fur that are dying off.
And that clarifies it, because they don't even have the hair in place to really keep them sustained.
That's
for that
it.
Because alpaca, when for people who work with fiber, alpaca is not far from angora.
Yes. No,
that's what blew my mind. But now that you clarified it, mostly the yearlings or the younger siblings that have just been born or newborn, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call, Francis. We're going to let you go here. And I think I'm going to shut off the phone lines here, because I got a bunch of stuff I got to get through before the end of the show. So we were talking about how, despite all of this news, the cold snap killing the alpacas, this research ship that was going to prove you could circumnavigate the Arctic because all the ice is gone, now stuck in ice in Murmansk. And I'm sure Al Gore is going to be out there saying, well, you know, Putin's got an ice weapon. Putin is deliberately freezing the Arctic just to make us, you know, global warming people look bad. The global warming people don't look bad. So, again, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is once again serving its master loyally by claiming that June was the 14th consecutive month with record high temperatures. as long as you're taking those temperatures with their official NOAA temperature sensing stations, which we have documented and photographed, are located next to the outflow of building air conditioners, in one case right next to a trash incinerator. They'll get record high temperature readings from weather stations set up in the middle of airports, surrounded by passenger jets and cargo planes belching out tons of burning fuel. They're still pushing this human-caused global warming nonsense because Obamacare did not produce the sudden surge of tax revenues they needed. And as soon as the November election is over, they're going to be pushing that carbon tax as hard as they can. And upping the ante over at Oroz.com. They're once again out there saying Greenland is losing all of its ice. It's losing a trillion ton of ice. And it was only losing 90 billion tons a year during the last century. Well, there's a couple of overlapping factors. Okay, once again, we're dealing with a report that was funded by the people promoting global warming and carbon taxes and carbon credits. Second of all, when they talk about how much ice Greenland is losing, they never include the mention of how much ice Greenland is getting from accumulating snowfall. They'll go out to the edge of Greenland and they'll show chunks of ice falling off the glaciers into the ocean. What they're not showing you is all over the middle of Greenland, all the snow that's forming and falling and glaciating there. Remember, during the 1990s, they had the former head of Greenpeace was out there predicting Greenland would lose all of its ice in just 20 years, which was just about 20 years ago. And then later on, this guy came out on TV and admitted, yeah, we were exaggerating things. It's okay for us to lie and exaggerate in order to accomplish our goals of carbon taxes and submission to a global environmental authority. They're actually out there admitting they're lying to you. But don't you dare not believe them when they tell you. Now, closer here to home is an example of why you should be very careful about what NOAA or NASA or even the National Weather Service says is coming out of their computer systems. And I've commented before, we're in the middle of hurricane season, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to bag one of those and mount it on a wooden plaque right there back by the sword. And I've observed before, when you're looking at that predictive track of the hurricane storms, it's really only good for 24 or 36 hours. And that far end, 4 or 5 days ahead, whips around like a snake on methamphetamines from day to day to day to day to day. So out to the east of us, we have Tropical Storm Darby, sustained winds in the core just below hurricane level. And the current predictive track shows it arriving here over the weekend and shows it taking a sudden northward turn late Saturday night. It's going to cause a lot of difficulty on Hilo, less so here on Oahu. So you can imagine my shock when my wife and I were out running errands before the show and we're listening to the news radio station. And we have a representative from the Pacific Hurricane Warning Center, which is located on Oahu, saying, don't trust that track where it says the storm is going to veer north. We don't actually really know. If it doesn't veer north, it's going to be coming right on over us. But here you have the Pacific Hurricane Center spokesman saying, it looks very reassuring. We don't actually really know. Remember, computers are subject to the GIGO law, garbage in, garbage out. Let me share a little story with you. One of the very first supercomputers ever built was called Iliac 4. And it was ostensibly to support a project to provide highly accurate, week-long weather forecasts. They were going to have sensors all over the planet. All this data was going to feed into the ILIAC, and we were going to get absolutely guaranteed accurate weather forecasts a week in advance. And it failed utterly. And then ILIAC 4 was turned over for simulations of nuclear weapon detonations kind of work. The study of why ILIAC 4 was not able to come up with week had accurate weather forecasts is what gave rise to the science of chaos theory and why complex systems are inherently unpredictable. No matter how big your computer is, to what precision it's calculating, there are some problems where you can't have an accurate computer prediction. You can have a simulation that will behave like the real world, but it won't predict the real world. Now, maybe there'll be a breakthrough somewhere along the way, but I think the reason they do that five-day prediction on the track is to be reassuring and make people think things are okay. But we literally had on the local Hawaii news radio today saying, don't bet your house on that. Be ready, because this storm could come over the entire island chain and it will cause quite a bit of problems. So we're going to be doing our preparations here. And it also does mean that Monday or Tuesday, we might not be doing a live show. Just so that you got the heads up on that one. Speaking of shows, a reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three tomorrow. I forgot to mention that earlier in the show. So, moving on here. Over in New Mexico, there is a fracking oil field located in the Indian Reservation territories of northwest New Mexico, and it is caught on fire. And apparently, so far, 36 oil and gas storage tanks have caught fire. It's been a chain reaction of explosions, shut down a major highway. And so far, 55 residents in the area have been ordered to evacuate their homes. It almost makes you wonder, remember that natural gas blowout in Southern California? If that thing had caught fire, what a disaster that would have been. They're just playing so recklessly with all of this technology, because it makes money, and that's all that matters. If it's making money, it's good. If it doesn't make money, it's bad. If we can get work product from you, we'll let you live. If you can't work, well, really, we should just let you die. You're a useless eater, after all. Now, apparently out in California, there is a major petition drive underway to demand Governor Jerry Brown and the State Water Board to stop the practice of farm field irrigation with fracking wastewater. I'm not kidding you. That's what they're doing. There is a water shortage out in California. Two of the three major freshwater aquifers have become contaminated with fracking fluid. And, of course, you've got the bottled water companies out there sucking millions of gallons out of the remaining aquifer and then putting it in bottles and selling it back to the people of California and the rest of the world. So to deal with the water crisis, California actually told farmers, we're going to let you have the wastewater from the fracking operation, and you can irrigate your crops with that. One of the other reasons there's a water shortage out there is they haven't been maintaining the infrastructure. California's aqueducts are cracked. The water mains under Los Angeles are leaking millions of gallons of usable water into the ground where it's not needed. And even worse, it's opening up sinkholes. So their solution is to take the wastewater from fracking and irrigate the food crops. And the California people are very upset about that because of this incredible toxic chemicals, which you may not be able to get off the food when you wash it. Especially because if it's drawn up through the root system into the food itself, there's no way to get it out. It's just absolutely absurd, and it shows how dangerously reckless government has become in terms of allowing corporations to take whatever shortcut they need to stay in business at the expense of the public health. Now, been yet another study. Glyphosate proves incredibly hazardous to women. Along with promoting uterine cancer, it is harming women's fertility. And apparently, glyphosate is now being demonstrated to be an endocrine disruptor. Over in Japan, apparently there's yet another lawsuit. Dozens of teenage girls from Japan injured by the HPV vaccine file a lawsuit against the government, the drug makers, apparently one of the symptoms they've come down with is constant full body pain, which suggests neurological damage. Now, the other day I was waxing eloquent on the sorry state of online advertising and computer software in general. And apparently, according to this article we had at whatreallyhappened.com, the latest figures are showing 6 million frauds and cyber crimes are committed every year in America, with 1 out of every 10 computer users being victims. And then we had this other story that came out of ArtsTechnica.com about how websites of major companies like Dunlop Adhesives are being used to deliver crypto ransomware. And where is the NSA in all this? What's the FBI and CIA doing? Absolutely nothing. It's open season on computer users. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Russian computer whiz kids have come out with a new face recognition app which is apparently far more accurate than Google's at identifying people in photos. And I've noticed when I'll go into Google and I'll type my own name just to see who's saying bad things about me, and I'll hit images, and there's a couple of images in there who are obviously not me. And so this Russian one appears to be superior. Now, Windows, actually Microsoft, is now in trouble with the French authorities, who have determined Windows 10 is collecting excessive personal data, and France has issued a formal warning saying that Microsoft must make changes to Windows 10 to protect the privacy of the French people. And we need that here. We definitely need that here. And finally, this is a bit of a giggle. Apparently, there is a software company, Bit Management, and they made this 3D virtual reality software, which apparently the U.S. military made illegal copies of and installed into hundreds of thousands of computers. So, Bit Management is suing the U.S. government for $600 million for willful copyright infringement. And they say the $600 million is the cost of the unpaid licenses. So here we have this U.S. government that is out there, you know, protecting the intellectual property rights of movies and TV and software companies against you American citizens. But when it's the government, of course, we're allowed to steal and pirate software. We're the government here. Now, one final thing here before the end of the show. I'm still trying to improve the performance of my website. I'm still looking at maybe letting go another abusive advertiser. But if you're on the Chrome browser, there's something you can do to speed your browser up. Go into settings. It's the three little bars in the upper right. Go down to the bottom, click advanced settings, and look for something called use hardware acceleration. By default, it's on. And because of some bizarre coding error in the Chrome browser, it actually slows the browser down. So you want to uncheck use hardware acceleration. Have it empty, no checkbox, and restart your browser, and you're probably going to find it's working three times faster, and that may help deal with some of the issues of people having problems with my website. And again, I'm still going through my advertisers. I'm trying to track down and fire the bad people. And thanks to those who donated during our recent fundraising drive, we're in a position where we can let these advertisers go. Look for some more responsible advertisers as well. Frankly, I'd love to be able to dump all these CPM JavaScript advertisers. The online ad industry needs to clean its act up, because this kind of behavior is why everybody's using ad blockers and why publishers like me are starting to disconnect from their servers. It is an out-of-control situation. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the lovely Lady Claire. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.